Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. Advocates for those incarcerated in Massachusetts are considering filing suit because state correctional facilities do not provide addiction medications, even to those involuntarily committed to addiction treatment. But some state lawmakers hope to head off that litigation with legislation. The potential litigation would focus on whether the Massachusetts Correction Department is violating the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA. The argument is that because someone with a substance use disorder is considered disabled under that act, not continuing their medication is a violation. Leslie Walker with Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts says the litigation may also include anyone with a substance use disorder who is incarcerated.
If someone is brought into prison on MAT, then having it be discontinued is a very serious violation of the ADA. Getting on MAT in prison is a different argument. It's less of a slam dunk, if you will. We believe we'd be the first state in the country to bring that kind of litigation.
Last month, the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts said he's investigating whether state prisons are violating the ADA by discontinuing addiction medication once someone is behind bars. It's not clear how many people this might affect, although at least half of those incarcerated in the state are believed to have a substance use disorder. State public safety officials have resisted such a move, saying they're concerned about costs and about the possibility of diverting the medications methadone or buprenorphine for illicit use. Some correctional facilities do offer the drug Vivitrol to those who are about to be released. Researchers recently found that offering all three addiction medications to those incarcerated in Rhode Island did reduce overdose deaths. In Massachusetts, a proposed pilot program to offer the three medications to those incarcerated was removed from the recently approved criminal justice reform bill. But some lawmakers, including State Representative James O'Day of West Boylston, say they're going to try again.
This is really targeted at trying to prevent people who are coming out of jail who are 12 times more likely to overdose. They come out and they go back to using. And I really think that because of where we are as a society today, that we really need to focus on this.
O'Day says supporters may try to attach the same pilot proposal to another piece of legislation, possibly Governor Baker's opioid bill.